The news looks bad. It sounds like the Gaza war is over and that Israel is being threatened by the Biden administration to totally capitulate to Hamas's demands. This just can't be. Stick with me as I take you through this very depressing news update to understand the whole picture. Let's start with how the anti-Israeli government protesters in Israel are celebrating that Netanyahu has basically surrendered to Biden's pressure thanks to their anarchist protests calling for new elections in Israel in the middle of a war. They are literally celebrating for, in their own words, Israel having to capitulate to all of Hamas's demands and to end the war. The leaders of that protest movement are sick. And as I spoke about in this episode titled Biden's War Against Israel, these protester leaders publicly say that they are coordinated with the Biden White House to topple the Netanyahu government in the middle of our war. Going back to the latest news, just listen to how one of the protest leaders publicized the latest information about Israel basically capitulating to Hamas thanks to pressure from President Biden. Here I go. Wonderful news from my friends in the U.S. administration. There is a deal! Following the harm to personnel from the world's central kitchen, the United States forced the deal that was on the table for more than a month on Netanyahu. The war is effectively over, Israel having to open the Erez crossing, having to flood humanitarian assistance through the Ashdod port, gradual return of Palestinian Arabs to northern Gaza, and soon the hostages will begin to be released in exchange for Hamas terrorists. The government of destruction, I'm quoting him, effectively accepted most of Hamas's demands. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich will sign the release of prisoners with blood on their hands or resign the government. Netanyahu was able to avoid being found personally responsible for war crimes in the last minute by surrendering completely to the Americans. We can start counting down Netanyahu's days. The government of destruction is approaching the end of its days soon. Obviously, there will be efforts to spin what is happening, but Netanyahu prefers Israeli courtrooms to The Hague. The protest works. The fact that the entire nation of Israel, the IDF, the Shin Bet, the Mossad, and the Israelis in the streets posed a uniform moral front against the government of destruction is a great achievement. The Americans never could have brought the deal without the massive mobilization of hundreds of thousands of Israelis that showed the world that the government of Israel doesn't represent us. We have a long road ahead of us. We have to flood the streets until everyone is back. And elections now! And then we start rebuilding Israel. And thanks to you, our friends from America. Folks, that's a disgusting message. That's the end of his message. Those weren't my words. None of those were my words. Those are the words of a leader of the protest movement in Israel. So many lies. But I can't spend all the time calling them out. The one that I will call out is he represents a tiny, tiny movement that is anti-government in the middle of the war. Most of the people who were protesting with him before the war against the judicial reform, they don't even associate with anymore. The Israeli people are unified like never before to win this war and free our captives in Gaza. Now, we don't know if everything he writes is true or not, but we do see that Israel pulled out most of the IDF from Gaza, and that there is tremendous pressure upon Israel to agree to a ceasefire and to agree to all of Hamas's demands, which is evil and insane. So how do we understand the latest news? So remember this first, folks. We are the Jewish people back in our ancestral homeland, Israel. Hold on to your faith, everyone. We have rocky times ahead, but Israel will win this war despite the pressure from the Biden administration and the fifth column traitors protesting from within in Israel. How do I know? Because we have no other choice but to protect ourselves and the people of Israel. And we are united to win this war to ensure that no Israeli is ever threatened again, like the evil massacre of October 7th. Victory will come. It is just a very confusing, painful, and demoralizing process, but we will win. The one above is looking after us. I can't tell you when we will win or how we will win, but we will end the evil in Gaza. We will do what we have to do up north as well in order for Israelis to return to their homes up north. And we will return as many of the captives as we can. Think of the depressing news as a strategic military retreat. Just think of how much evil pressure the Biden administration is placing upon Netanyahu right now to lose this war and capitulate to Hamas. It's insane. But it's a wake-up process for the Jewish people and the Jewish state of Israel. In terms of how to think about Bibi Netanyahu after this news of almost total capitulation to Hamas's demands, well, first of all, think of how terrifying the Biden administration threats must be to be pressuring Netanyahu to capitulate to Hamas's demands. The Israeli people are against this, and yet he's doing it anyway because of pressure from Biden. As we mentioned in yesterday's program, the Biden administration is allegedly threatening to support prosecuting Netanyahu and Israeli ministers for war crimes at The Hague. Not Hamas, not Iran, not Qatar, our ministers, our government in Israel. Even if that is not one of the threats, they definitely have threatened to withhold weapons from Israel in the middle of a war, and they showed that they will use this UN Security Council decisions as pressure against us as well. Think of how evil it is for Biden to be threatening Israel instead of threatening Hamas. No pressure whatsoever on Hamas, Iran, or Qatar. The perpetrators of the horrific massacre of October 7th who are still holding our remaining 134 captives hostage and abusing them for over 6 months. What a sick reality we are living in. This is total evil, immoral pressure that Netanyahu is dealing with from our closest ally, the Biden administration in the United States. Now understand this. Netanyahu is the only realistic prime minister option we have ever had in Israel, who understands the evil deep state we are up against here in Israel, as well as the challenging alliance we have with the United States, with a foreign policy establishment that is always trying to weaken Israel, help our enemies, while acting like a friend. No other realistic Israeli prime minister option has that understanding. Bibi Netanyahu has been the wall of China stopping the creation of a Palestinian state for years, as well as limiting the total takeover of Israel's political left. That's why they have spent 30 years trying to topple him and torpedoing all his appointments that wanted to make changes to the judicial system, which the political left uses as a political tool to control Israel despite the will of the people and the governments they elect. Hence, Bibi Netanyahu does his best to minimize the damage of U.S. pressure as well as internal pressure, and we don't have anyone else potentially to be prime minister material that knows how to do that. So don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Hold on to perspective and hold on to your faith in God above. I know it's depressing news and confusing times, but strengthen your faith. Good times are coming. We are winning this war, and we will win this war, even if we just pulled out our troops out of Gaza. We're going to go back in. I don't know whether today, tomorrow, next week, next month, half a year, thanks to our fighting soldiers on the ground and God above, we will finish the work in Gaza and up north. Everyone, hold on to your faith. Good times are coming. Am Yisrael Chai. Signing off for another episode of The Pulse of Israel here in our eternal and ancestral homeland, the land of Israel, in our beautiful, ancestral, biblical, and indivisible capital, Jerusalem, since King David's time. And if you are not yet a subscriber to our Pulse of Israel daily video podcasts, go to pulseofisrael.com and click to subscribe. And if you support the messages and videos that we put out there and want to help us have them seen by many more people, every once in a while, click on the donate button on pulseofisrael.com. Shalom, everyone, and thanks for watching.
Pulse of Israel, frontline videos from the Holy Land. Support our work by donating today.